Better. Good, yeah. It's just been rehabbing it the last few days and doing treatment, you know, numerous times a day, and it's feeling better.
Good to go for practice then? Good to go for practice?
Yeah, I'm going to practice. Yeah, I'm going to get a little practice in today here and there and just see how it feels and throw. And got to throw yesterday a little bit, and it was just a little sore, but just, you know, day to day. And it's the best part about it is just improving. It feels a lot better.
What is the biggest thing you're dealing with? In terms of having
to throw? Oh, it's just sore. Just more so uncomfortable than anything. But like I said, just I've been rehabbing 2-3 times a day on the last 2 days and you know, spent a lot of time in there and ice and doing a lot of movement stuff. And it's definitely feeling better than it was, obviously, on game day and in the last few days.
Are you talking about your chest or your shoulder?
Yeah, it's chest, rib area. And just... like I said, it's not a whole lot of movements to make it too sore, but throwing obviously is one of them. But just continue to make it feel better and get some throws in today and get some work in today and see where it goes.
So when you said you hurt something on that hit, did that turn out to be?
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought it was my shoulder the way I landed. And you know, like I said, I heard a weird noise and didn't know what it was. And so I didn't want to move my shoulder because I didn't know exactly what it was. And then I started feeling pain in the chest rib area and it was kind of got shortness of breath and it was just really uncomfortable. And luckily, like I said, though, there was no break and it was just, you know, very uncomfortable feeling. And like I said, I tried to go back in and I fought with the trainers to go back in, but the smart move was, you know, to just stay out.
So at this point, do you think you'll be ready to start on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking it day to day right now. That's the plan. That's my goal, obviously, is to be ready to go on Sunday. But I got to, you know, get through practice first and go day to day and just see how it feels. You know, getting the full rep practice today, getting the throw pads on and see how it feels.
So, Cody, you said it does hurt when you make a throw, though.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily hurt. It's just a little uncomfortable. But that's just obviously getting better. It's better than it was. It feels a lot better than it was a couple days ago, the past few days. But, you know, I just continue to rehab it and, you know, eliminate that pain and do whatever I can to you know, speed up the recovery.
How exactly do you rehab?
Just different movements that are uncomfortable, maybe just kind of rep those and do different things and, you know, continue to keep the shoulder loose too in that area and a ton of ice.
Is it the right side or left side?
Left side.
And is it a situation where you might have to wear a flak jacket or something like that?
I'm not sure. That'll be up, obviously, to the trainers. But, you know, my main goal, my main focus right now is just getting ready to play Sunday. And whether I get a ton of reps there or whatever it may be or just how comfortable it feels, I still want to continue to stay in it mentally and you know, get as many mental reps as I can if I'm not in there.
If you were healthy enough to go, I mean, do you think you're still the quarterback or with McCown coming back? Is it a question?
I mean, my plan is the same as it's always been, just continue to prepare. And that's obviously Coach Jackson's decision, and he makes a call on all those, but I'm going to continue to keep the same process and continue to prepare like I have the last few weeks.
Cody, before you got hurt, you guys put a nice drive together.
Mm-hmm.
What did you like most about that drive? It seemed like you maybe ad-libbed on a couple plays and did some other things outside the pocket.
Yeah, it was just for me, you know, just getting more comfortable, like I said, after the game. You know, just starting to feel more comfortable the more and more reps I get in game situations. And it was unfortunate. You know, I was very upset because we were moving the ball really well on that drive and getting into a rhythm. And unfortunately, you know, obviously I had to come out. But I'm just getting more comfortable with the offense, you know, getting more comfortable with Terrell and Hawk and the other receivers and running backs in there and just, you know, getting more in the rhythm of the game.
Did you talk to Drango about working a little harder to get open?
Yeah, no, they covered it well. We were hoping to get man on that play, but and he was excited all week, so it was unfortunate, but good job of Hawk. You know, we practiced all week with it was you know, getting Drango the ball, and you know, obviously they covered it well and played zone, and Hawk did a great job of coming back to the ball and helping me out.
How far downfield would that throw be?
I'm not sure. Depending on how fast he got out, I guess. But, you know, I want to get it to him probably not too deep. Not make him work too hard. Just get it to him pretty quick. But, like I said, they had a great call for that, and it didn't work out.
How well do you know Marcus Mariota, and what would it be like for you to kind of go up against him?
Yeah, I never got to play against him in college, unfortunately. But, you know, I got to know him over stuff like the Manning camps in Louisiana and different quarterback camps and stuff like that. But he's awesome. You know, we became, you know, good friends and you know, we talked throughout the season. His last year, we got to talk a lot and everything, but it'll be exciting. You know, he played in the Pac-12 and you know, I played in the Pac-12, so it's going to be an exciting game. And He's a great quarterback. You know, he's a great player, and he can put up a lot of points. You know, so you got to be very effective on offense.
How was it you didn't play against them?
Yeah, we switch. When they're not a Pac-12 South team, we switch every 2 years. So my sophomore year and junior, we played Oregon State both years instead of Oregon. And then when we did play Oregon my senior year, he was already gone. So when we played against them, I wasn't the starter yet, let me say that. So my redshirt freshman year, when Matt Barkley was still there, we played against them, but I wasn't playing.
How much more do the hits hurt in the NFL than in the Pac-12?
I mean, it depends. Obviously, there's some hits like that one, you know, that you know, you can't do anything about, and you know, he made a great play on it, and definitely was in some pain. But yeah, I mean, the guys in the NFL are bigger, faster, stronger. But you know, you got to continue to protect yourself and be smart with the football, and you know, try to eliminate some of those hits. Yeah, just like I said, they called the right defense at the right time, and you know, we were hoping to get man on that, and hoping he was going to be man on the back, but. He ran through, and you know, the one thing that we didn't want them to do, they called, and it made a great play.
How have you always been like this, where, you know, you'll play hurt, you'll sacrifice your body, or have you gotten some inspiration from watching how Josh McCown?
Yeah, and that's what I talked to Josh after. Was what made me so upset was, you know, I watched him a couple weeks ago, you know, refuse to come out, and I was trying to do that. I was trying to go back in and you know, begging them to let me go back in, but at the same time, you know, they were saying, you know, you got to think longevity. You know, you don't want to go in and make it worse and be out longer, you know, and continue to get hit there or something happen again where it gets worse. So, you know, I had to accept that. And unfortunately, you know, I didn't get to go back in, but that one hurt me really bad not being able to go back in there.
Having said that, Cody, is there any consideration to giving it one full week, or actually 2 weeks, and just not playing this week so you get back to 100%?
I'm just day-to-day, you know, like Coach said. My goal, obviously, completely is to come back this week. You know, I want to be back on the field as fast as I can and get ready to play. But, you know, that will be Coach's decision and the decision of the trainers to see where I'm at. And obviously today at practice, I'll get to get some reps in there and throw and see how it feels, you know, getting full-speed reps and throwing football.
How would you take it if Coach decided to go back to Josh as a starter?
I just continue to work, you know, continue to learn from Josh, continue to try to get better each week and not change anything, you know, keep my same process and the way I was the first 2 weeks, you know, continue to stay prepared and you know, not get, you know, satisfied with anything and just continue to keep working harder and trying to get better.
Can they quantify, you know, the injury? Is there, go on a Cyvex test and measure strength or anything like that?
I think it's just more so how I feel. That's kind of what they've been measuring or asking me is you know, day to day, how much, you know, sore is it and how does it feel, you know, each day and it's been better. It's just a good thing. It's gotten better each day, and that's something that I want to keep doing is, you know, keep improving until we get to Sunday.
So your gut feeling, and like right now, if you had to say it would be okay for Sunday, your gut feeling?
I mean, that's what my mindset is, but, you know, it's hard to say with the game, you know, being a couple days away. But like I said, that's my main goal is to do as much rehab and treatment as necessary and get back as fast as I can.
Were you pleasantly surprised on Monday how it felt?
Yeah. I mean, it still hurt, you know. Sunday night after the game was pretty painful, and Monday was a little better, and that's where I got to do some treatment that day. And throughout the day, Monday it started feeling better, but it was still, you know, pretty painful. But you know, it's like I said, it's gotten progressively better each day, which is, you know, positive.
With the way that you came back and answered Tom Brady's touchdown with that nice drive, would you like to believe that had you not gotten knocked out of the game, that you guys might have been able to keep it rolling a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what upset me the most was we were getting, like I said, getting a rhythm there on offense and moving the ball. And obviously they're a great offense, and Tom Brady's a great quarterback, and they did a lot of things offensively that we would have to continue to fight through when we got the ball and keep, you know, putting points up. But you know, that's something that, you know, you don't know for sure because of the situation that happened. But where we were at that point in the game and having that long drive and establishing, you know, the pass game, be able to move the ball was something that was a positive. And obviously I would have loved to continue to, you know, stay in the game and build off of that. But unfortunately, you know, I had to come out.